Anyhow, we're going to swing over to the east, a little bit north of Detroit, Michigan, where a 300,000-acre lake lies called Lake St. Clair. It's a place I frequent, try to frequent at least once every year. See more and more anglers from the Chicagoland going over that way because Lake St. Clair is not only noted for smallmouth bass and walleyes, but for muskies and big muskies. And one of the premier, if not the premier, charter captain over there is Captain Don Miller. And we've got Don on the phone. Don, how you doing?
Good, Mike. Warm over here, too.
I bet it is. And, you know, your muskie season, when does it open in Michigan?
It traditionally opens always the first Saturday of June.
Okay, so it's opened, and I know I've talked to you in the past. It's usually a slow start, but about the time like it is right now when the weather starts to get real muggy in it, the lake heats up, and then it changes a little bit, doesn't it?
It sure does, Mike. We've been getting a real heat wave here, and the fishing's taking right off.
For big muskies, too.
Yeah.
Now, Lake St. Clair, just where is it? I said it's north of Detroit. Give us a description.
Well, it's located between the Detroit River and St. Clair River. St. Clair Shores would be about 20 minutes northeast of Detroit, right along I-94.
Gotcha.
It's about 2 miles off of 94. You get down there to the 9-mile road exit or 10-mile road exit off of I-94 and turn right and go up a couple miles and you're at the lake.
9-mile road, wasn't that a, what's the rap guy from Michigan? Laura?
Eminem.
Isn't that an Eminem song?
Eminem.
Yeah.
Eminem.
Or a movie? Yes. You ever met him? Did he ever go musky fishing with you?
No, he hasn't. I've had some hockey players out on the boat, though, some Detroit Red Wings.
I bet you have, and very proud, too. You know,
yeah,
to say
they
so.
Had a ball.
That's good. Now, you know, guys think about muskies, and they think of muskies as a fish of 10,000 cast, you know. One of the unique things about the Lake St. Clair is that it's a trolling bite. And, yeah, you can cast for muskies there, but it's a little bit difficult because Lake St. Clair basically is a 300,000-acre fish bowl. So trolling becomes an important part of locating fish, and having a knowledgeable guide, a fishing guide, is also an important part of a successful trip to Lake St. Clair. How long have you been guiding on the lake?
Pretty close to 30 years, Mike.
Good grief. You learned from the likes of
Homer LeBlanc,
who was one of the famous trollers.
Yeah, he was Michigan's only inductee into the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame up until recently when Mike McClellan went in for walleyes and Bob Brunner casting for muskies.
Yeah, that's great. You got trolling on your mind when you're out at Lake St. Clair, and you're doing high-speed trolling, and you're doing prop wash trolling. So you're setting lures out, and you're only setting them 15, 20 feet back in and around the prop wash. Why is that so effective, Don?
Well, I think when you think about muskies, Mike, you have to think like them a lot, which is what Homer would say, but you have to picture that they don't have any natural enemies. So the ideal place to stake muskies out is right around the prop wash, and I run lines as short as 5 feet right behind the boat.
That's
short. The rod pointed right down at the water, because there usually isn't too much of the middle of the road with muskies as far as they're either extremely curious or extremely timid, you know? They're not going to just do something for the sake of it. You know, their feeding time sometimes, it isn't usually all day long, like you would have a perch or a bluegill bite. I mean, I've seen these fish open up on you for an hour and a half during the day's time and shut off, and you might as well went home, but you stayed.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, when they were on, and you had to be sitting right on top of them to pick them up. So, but they like the prop wash a lot and short and tight behind the boat because they don't have any natural enemies. And they don't know what boats are. I've asked people a lot of times at my seminars, Mike, that what's the natural enemy that a muskie has? And I said, a lot of people hold up their hands and say, man. And
I tell them, no, Don Miller.
Unless you go to sleep at night underneath the water and you have a set of gill plates right there to move back and forth so you can get oxygen, I don't think you're a natural enemy, I tell them. So, you know. But, yeah, I've been there for a lifetime anyway, and I've probably caught over 5,000 of them in my life.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. Of course, your charter service is called Motor City Muskies, and
right.
you said you've caught over 5,000 of them. You've been there 30 years, so I can do the calculations. That's 600 a year? I mean, how many muskies do you catch? When I say you, I mean you and your clients in a year. How many?
Well, I do over 300 a year now.
Nah, only 300. You sound like, you know, no big deal, right?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. But that's an average of 160, almost 167 a year over 30 years.
That's amazing. What about master angler fish? How many? What is the master angler fish in Michigan? What's it take inch-wise to get recognized? And how many master angler fish do you put in the boat a year?
I usually put in the neighborhood between 35 to 40 master angler fish to the boat, to the deck of my boat each year. But the state recognizes a master angler as 42 inches as a minimum length.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell you, I don't write anything for any buddy as a master angler anything less than 45 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's a cheap fish if you write it so that when you
42.
Go to the show, you can say that everything's above board, that you didn't write any cheap fish that were on the fence.
Interesting. I know, you know, I've been out with you, and I've had friends and other company out, and we've caught some big fish. I mean, fish over 50 inches, and for a while I was going out, and we were averaging about 50 inches for a 50-incher for about every 8 to 11 hours on the water. And so when you think of, you know, the fish of 10,000 casts, here you don't cast at all, and if a guy hasn't caught a big muskie, I think odds-wise, his opportunity to do so is greater here than it is in any other situation.
I think that's true, Mike. I think that, you know, muskie fishing on Lake St. Clair has probably flourished at the highest heights that any lake in this part of the country or United States or North America is ever going to see for a long time, but multiple fish days are not uncommon at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the odds are, you know, by my records, it's just about one out of every eight fish that I see hit the deck of my boat is a 50-plus inch fish.
Wow. One out of every eight fish that you see?
Right.
Oh,
now, that's just
gosh.
Counting the ones that I see. I get some big fish on, they get away from
me. They get away, right.
And, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. That's fishing.
Okay, well, Motor City Muskie Madness or Motor City Muskies, you obviously run a charter service. How many people will you charter up to per event or per outing? And tell us a little bit about your boat and your equipment.
Well, the boat's 32 feet by 10 and a half foot. It's 5 tons, weighs 5 tons. It's Great Lakes fishing machinery. It's got a dinette hard top, enclosed cabin, enclosed head, and a nice spacious deck on the back. It's got 19 different rod placements to place rods in around the boat. It's guaranteed safety just about if you show up to where, if in the advent that something with bad weather should occur during the course of your day, that you're just about guaranteed your safety to get back up on land, which can happen on Lake St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small lake, you know, by Great Lake standards. You know, it's not a great lake, but it's big enough to get in a whole lot of trouble out there, and it's not the type of lake that I think that just any novice wants to go and just take on without taking an experienced guide out first
exactly.
A couple, 3 times to learn the area and see what's going on, you know?
Exactly.
I usually tell people, I says, you know, if you're going to go golfing, you wouldn't dream of going to a golf course without taking a lesson or two from a pro, so why would Lake St. Clair be any different?
Perfect. I love it, yeah. And yeah. How can people get a hold of Don Miller, by the way?
Well, they could visit my website at www.millers-.com. And that's the hyphenated dash, sportfishing.com. They could call me on my home phone, 734-429-9551, and that would be it.
Okay, your season obviously has started. The boat's in the water. How late do you run to in the season?
I usually go till about the end of October. After that, Mike, it isn't too much fun anymore. The fish are still there, and I think if you're crazy enough to go fishing and you don't do other things outdoors like I do. I like to go deer hunting and stuff like that, too, in the fall. But it'll run till middle of December. But it just it gets a little crazy out there, and you really have to be careful and pick your days after the end of October.
Oh, I understand that.
It can get nasty in a snap of a second on you out there at that time. So I usually roll it up on toward the tail end of some Indian summer days right there that we've been getting at the end of October.
Well, great, Dan. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll get out and see you this summer. It's been a couple years since we've been out. And enjoy the season and get a big one for me.
That'll work, Mike. We'll get into some fish. Don't worry about that. We see them up to 40 pounds 3 or 4 times a season.
Okay, thanks, Don Miller.
Take care.
We'll talk to you later. That's Don Miller. It's Miller's Sport Fishing. It's 734-429-9551 or www.millers-sportfishing.com. With that, we've got to run, and we'll be back next Thursday. So take care, folks, and have a great weekend.